Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Take a look at what's gone on in Philadelphia. Take a look at what's gone off in LA, where people murder people and they don't get charged. These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing.
Obviously, President Trump there talking about the pardons of the J6 defendants, and we're lucky enough to get one of them on the show with us this morning, Jake Lang, who we played some sound the other night when he was holding his Bible and hugging his family as he got out of jail after, what, 4.5 years? Jake, welcome into the show.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me on. Mark, you guys are doing great work over there displaying this moment of American history where the votes that were casted November 5th have now materialized, and that feeling of freedom that we voted for, you can actually tangibly, viscerally see families reunited, men that are, you know, speaking, God has put it in our hearts to speak his word, to talk about our constitutional republic, how we never lost hope in this American way of life, even though we were dejected, we were rejected by our own government, by our own people for so long. The Republicans, Ted Cruz, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, all these people wrote us off, called us violent domestic terrorists, and all these horrible things. But God made a way from us after 4 years and 6 days incarceration with no trial. I'm a free man, and it is a good thing to be a free man, tell you what.
Congratulations. And, you know, the embarrassing part for me, Jake, is what you just mentioned, that as an American, as a U.S. citizen, you were held, your freedom was taken away from you for the past 4 years without ever getting you to a trial. I mean, that in itself is outrageous. And I don't know if you've already considered a lawsuit or legal action of any sort. How did they get away with that, sir?
Well, they don't get away with it. That's how, I mean, you know, MAGA stands for me, make America, or make accountability great again. And we're going to hold them accountable. We've got a new organization I formed called the Federal Watchdog. And this is a organization that's risen out of the ashes of persecution to go after all of these lawfare groups. It's actually called the Anti-Lawfare Group. And so we are now putting together a historic $50 billion lawsuit against the DOJ. Over 600 Jan 6 plaintiffs. We're probably going to have the other, 1,000, because there are 1,600 Americans that were persecuted in a sham witch hunt to try to chill the American people away from exercising their rights ever again. They thought when they arrested 1,600 Jan 6ers, everyone would go underneath rocks and go into hiding. There would never be any protests again. They would just put us through fear and submission into giving up our God-given rights. But we struck back, and this lawsuit is now going to be actually the largest ever against the DOJ. And we need your guys' help out there to fund this bad boy. This is a monster. It's going to take about 3 or 4 attorneys the next 6 months sorting through every single IGP, which is an internal grievance process that you do at the prisons when you have a problem, like a small problem, like 16 months without a haircut or shave that I went through in the D.C. gulag, or 18 months without a family visit, or years without a religious service, years without access to the law library, and also the physical and mental abuse they put us, pepper spraying us,
yeah,
punching us when we're singing the national anthem. So there are so many cases of inhumane torture. And how about this one, which it may turn and twist your audience guts a little bit. 900 days of solitary confinement I endured by God's grace alone. And so we have a legal team sifting through all this information, and we need your guys' help to fund this historic monstrosity. So please, guys, go to J6Rebuild.com. That's the letter J, the number 6Rebuild.com. And when you guys are, you know, on that site, you'll also see that this is a project we've put together called the January 6th Life Rebuilding Fund. And not only are we fighting the legal battles from me and my fellow brothers, what we're also doing is we're supplying first month's rent, some new sneakers, some groceries, a cell phone, the basic necessities to these men who have suffered inhumane torture and their lives have been upended and destroyed. We've got men that used to be homeowners and generational business owners coming out homeless and with no job and no career because the DOJ and the weaponized lawfare against them to persecute patriots had make them financially devastated. They paid $150,000 for their lawyers to do nothing because they couldn't do anything because we were in a rigged D.C. jury pool. So anyway, it was completely unfair. It was insanity trying to go to trial in D.C. Everything was against you. And these men have been devastated. They're penniless. Many of them have no home to go to. We have them up right now in a extended stay motel trying to get them jobs. There's 250 liberated political hostages roaming the streets of D.C. and of different areas where they got out of prison. And so we can't allow them to be destitute, guys. We need to stand around these patriots who stood up for us. Please go to J6Rebuild.com. That's the letter J and the number 6Rebuild.com.
Jake Lang, our guest, just freed from being held without trial for over 4 years. Jake, we tried to get you on the show one time. Might have been last year. I'm pretty sure it was. And the day we had you scheduled, you couldn't make the phone call because you were back in solitary confinement. What were the conditions like in that jail?
Well, that was the most dangerous prison in America. That was Brooklyn MDC, and that's where they're holding R. Kelly and Puff Daddy and that guy Luigi that shot the United Healthcare CEO. And not only are they holding those stars there, but they're holding the most notorious gang members in New York, from the Bloods, the Crips, the Mac Ballers, the Trinitarios. And there's literally stabbings and murders and gang wars happening there all the time. When I was there for just 4 months, in a 40-day span, there were two murders that happened on my floor. And so, God forbid, that place was horrendous. And when they had thrown me in solitary confinement for making communications to the outside world, they threw me in because you have to remember, we were labeled domestic terrorists in the BOP's system. I mean, the world had labeled us that. And when they threw me in solitary confinement, my cellmate in, 24-hour lockdown was an MS-13 gang member, the big guy called Lucky, who had personally killed over a dozen people. And by God's amazing, and sovereign protection and grace, we actually ended up doing Bible studies every night together. And I got to know a man that was, unknowable because God opened up his heart to the gospel and Jesus had started to begin the long healing process in that man's life through, this thing that we call grace. Yeah. And I've received that grace in my life too.
Good.
Walking out of that prison, just 48 hours ago, not less, 36 hours ago. And, for the first time in 4 years and 6 days, being able to hug and kiss on my fiance and see my dad. And I'm sure some of the people seen the videos on my ex account of this amazing being reunited is incredible. If you guys want to watch those videos, my ex, my Twitter is Jake Lang J6, L-A-N-G, Jake Lang J6. And the videos are, it's American history.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Jake, I'm going to run out of time here, unfortunately, but I do want to ask this. Part of the criticism of Donald Trump over these pardons is people are claiming that, we don't really support police officers because some of you were accused of assaulting officers at the Capitol that day. What's your reaction when you hear people saying that?
Well, these guys are not the officers that come get your cat out of a tree and are standing on the side of the highway cleaning up a horrible car wreck. Those guys are heroes, brave, selfless people. These are people, the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police, they hate Donald Trump and his supporters. They are like sheltered in this bubble of the D.C. swamp. And so they're all vicious BLM supporting liberals that wanted a peace. They wanted to get at the Donald Trump supporters that amassed at the Capitol that day. I mean, we have video of overheard, you know, little congregations of them saying, "I can't wait till the Trump supporters get here. I'm going to bash one of their faces in." And so, you know, these men and women are violent, just like Antifa is violent against conservatives. And they perpetrated a onslaught, a murder, multiple murders at the Capitol that day. We did not kill or seriously injure a single officer. And they murdered four unarmed American protesters, Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boylan, and Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. And so, you know, we were incredibly restrained in our reaction to defend our country, to defend ourselves and our bodies against rubber bullets and tear gas and concussion grenades, and to defend the people standing next to us. I mean, you know, that's what I was trying to do at the Capitol. When you Google my name, you'll see some pretty epic photos of 1776 patriotism, but I didn't show up with those, you know, a baseball bat or a riot shield or a gas mask. Those things were found on the ground, and I scrambled to get them because we were being murdered and viciously attacked. We were not the aggressors. We were peacefully protesting when police officers tried to kill us. They're no longer police officers. They're a tyrannical force of oppression.
Jake, I'm out of time, unfortunately. Give people that website one more time, please.
Yes, guys, please support the Jan Sixers and getting our feet back underneath us. J6Rebuild.com. The letter J, the number 6, Rebuild.com. J6Rebuild.com.
Jake Lang, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
May God bless you, sir.
Get more at 971talk.com.